Ah, yeah, citizens of the world, this is Thiago from Real Life English, where our mission is to guide you beyond the classroom to live your English, to help you speak confident, natural English, connect to the world, and actually use English as the doorway to your greatest life. I'm joined in the Global Studio today once again by the one and only Cassie. Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Thiago. Hey, everyone.
How's it going? Is it good to talk to you again, to see you again?
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to talk with you. Yeah, I'm good. All good on my side.
Yeah. Cassie, we have a little surprise for our listeners today because we're going to be playing a little game, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain what the game is about?
Sure. So the game we're playing is called Would You Rather? And basically, you're given two options. You have to choose between two sometimes ridiculous options, or sometimes it's like really hard to decide if you'd rather do one thing or the other thing. And so this game is meant to make you think. It's sometimes it's really funny and sometimes it's really deep because you really have to think about the answer you would give if you only had two options. You only had two things to choose from. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. And this is a great structure, actually. Would you rather A or B? And then you can answer, I would rather A, I would rather B. And well, let's get started with a question for you guys out there who are listening or watching us here. Think about it. Would you rather have no internet access at all for 1 month or be without your phone for 1 year? Think about it. Remember, no internet access at all on any device for 1 month or be without your phone for 1 year. Think about it. And if you feel like it, you can maybe, if you're watching us on YouTube, leave us a comment here with your answer. All right. Now, let's get started with the game. I'm excited, Cassie. Are you excited?
I am.
All right. So I'm going to let you do the honors. Go ahead. Ask me the first question. Let's see.
Okay. So this one is, you know, I thought about you. I thought about your interests when we came up with this question. But would you rather sing like Axl Rose in the 90s? Or play like Van Halen?
Ooh, I love that question. And it's so hard to answer.
So you.
Wow. Look at that.
Is it tough? Is it a toughie?
It is a toughie for me. Yeah, because I'm such a huge fan of both guys. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to say, based on my history, Axl Rose. Yeah, I would love to be able to sing like Axl used to sing in the 90s and late 80s. Yeah, I mean, that would be cool. Although I love Van Halen's guitar playing. But yeah, Axl Rose, yeah. I would go. All right, good one.
It.
Yeah, we're off to a great start. That's awesome. Cassie, my question for you is, would you rather win $50 billion in the lottery or live twice as long?
This is a tough one. I think I'm going to choose to live twice as long because I think I might be able to accumulate $50 billion in my lifetime if I lived longer. Maybe. Or, I mean, I'm not really interested in making tons of money, so maybe this isn't, I don't know. If, I would go with living longer, twice as long. That's my choice.
There's so much you could learn if you lived longer. So,
yeah,
I find that fascinating.
Exactly.
I think it's nice to define that, Cassie, for the viewers and the listeners here. The question said twice as long. What does it mean, twice as long? Could you define that?
Sure. So if you live twice as long, the problem here, the conundrum or the dilemma we have with the question is that we don't know how long we'll live. So that's the problem I have with the question. But when we say twice as long, we mean two times. So if you were going to live until you're 70, now you will live until you're 140 years old.
And you also used a nice word there, conundrum. I think you defined right after. Is it dilemma, a conundrum?
Yeah. Yeah, like a, you know, like it's a sticky, it's a problem that you have to solve. It's a, yeah, it's a conundrum.
Great. All right, Kase, let's keep it going.
Okay. So I told you before we started recording that a lot of my questions are so silly. I think we deserve to laugh a little bit. So the next one that I have for you is, would you rather have a pet skunk that sprayed you once a month or a porcupine that quilled you once a month?
Oh, so can you say that again?
Sorry, they're both your pets. Okay.
Okay, I have a skunk as a pet, right?
Yes, have a pet skunk who sprayed you once a month or have a pet porcupine who quilled you once a month.
Oh, boy. That is a tough one. I think I would go with the porcupine, you know. Yeah, the idea of being sprayed by a skunk once a month, I mean, the smell of it is not attractive, appealing, sexy to me.
Yeah. You know?
By the way, Cassia, yeah. What kind of animal is that? Skunk.
A skunk is, I believe it's a type of rodent who it basically sprays, meaning it releases like a really smelly spray when it feels threatened or when it's under attack. So, it sprays its, you know, for protection.
All right. Mm. I like that. That was a good one. Now, Kase, my second question is, would you rather work 10 hours per day, 3 days per week, or 4 hours per day, 6 days per week?
I'm going to go with 10 hours per day. I feel like it would just be a better balance for me. I like having time off to do other things. So I think having half the week focusing on work and the other half focusing on other projects or things that I want to do would be better for me.
So you wouldn't mind going really hard, really intense for 3 days, 10 hours, and then taking 4 days off?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me at all. No.
Yeah, I think I would have to take the other route there, because I know for a fact that for me, it's really tough to put in those long hours. Yeah, like 10 hours. And I think I would actually produce more if I worked fewer hours, but more days throughout the week. But, you know, it's important to know how you operate and how you can best produce, right? All right, let's keep it going.
All right. Okay, another silly one for me here. So, would you rather live in a house filled with mannequins dressed as clowns or a house filled with porcelain dolls?
I would rather live in a house full of porcelain dolls. I hate clowns, so I think that would really creep me out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine both you wake up in the middle of the night and then you see those mannequins dressed as clowns? Not for me, yeah.
But those dolls look just as creepy. Like, they have those, like, eyes that move like that. It's
I know,
really
yeah.
Weird.
It's really a matter of pick or poison, right?
Yeah. Oh, but clowns, yeah, no. Too creepy.
Yeah.
Too creepy.
Mm-mm. All right, Cassie. So here's the moment of truth. Would you rather be Wonder Woman or Trinity from The Matrix?
This is a tough one. I think I'd want to be Trinity only because I'd get to be with Keanu Reeves. That's the only reason. Like, if it wasn't for that reason, I would choose Wonder Woman. I think Keanu's awesome. He's like, he's one of those action stars that you just, I don't know. I love watching all of his films. I'm talking about all of them. I think he's amazing. Yeah. He's not like an exceptionally, you know, dramatic actor. He's very one note, but so lovable. I think he's
awesome.
He's great.
I really like him too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but I think that Trinity is a badass. So yeah, I think I would choose Trinity as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, she rides a motorcycle. She's a martial artist. All right. So what do you got for me, Cassie?
This one is a little less silly. So I want to know, would you rather get trapped inside a video game or have that video game come to life in the real world?
Ooh. Be trapped in a video game or having that video game come to life? I think I would choose to be trapped in the video game, mainly because in the video game, you have infinite lives. If you die, you can use a life to come back and restart and pause. And, right? I guess if it was in the real life, in the real world, maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll be too real. And then, you know, when you die, you die. I don't know.
True.
Yeah.
Good point. Did you watch the movie Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph. He's a video game character. And, you know, he moves between video games, or it's possible, you know, at the arcade, there's all these video games. And anyway, but I imagine that living inside a video game might not be that bad. It might be.
Yeah. Could be fun. All right, Cassie. And now I have one last question for you before we move on to the next segment. And the question is, would you rather be stuck on an island alone or with someone who talks non-stop?
I have to choose to be trapped on an island alone. when we were, you know, prepping, when I was thinking of questions to ask you, like whenever I would find a question where it involved someone talking to me non-stop or anything else, I would go with the other. I think it would be so annoying. I wouldn't be able to survive if I was with someone who...
I would have to agree with you.
Didn't.
Yeah.
So would you rather be an amazing virtuoso at any instrument, but only if you wear really smelly clothes, or be able to speak any language, but only if you close your eyes and dance while you're doing it?
If I close my eyes and danced while I was doing it.
While you're doing it. So you can speak any language, but you have to close your eyes and start dancing, or else you won't be able to speak the language.
Okay. So imagining I would be with my eyes closed, dancing and speaking the foreign language. Yeah.
Yeah. Or an amazing musician, virtuoso, any instrument you pick up, you can do it. But your clothes are always smelly.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with the first option. I would be, I would just be a virtuoso, maybe a guitar or something, and wear the smelly clothes, because most of our lives nowadays is online. So with all that talent, I could actually just be home, stay home with my smelly clothes and make lots of videos on YouTube of myself, you know, playing really well. And then, you know, I don't know, I could actually create a business out of it. Run a business out of it from home, online. Nobody would smell me, you know, but they would watch me like, whoa, that guy's such a virtuoso. Hey, come for an interview. Hey, interviews only online. Only online interviews. I don't do personal interviews because, you know, otherwise, you know, the smelly clothes. So, Cassie, we have a very nice video to watch today. But before we do that, I think now is the perfect time for a shout out to our listeners. Mm-hmm.
So today's shout out goes to Najma, who says, I like this app because it always has something convenient. It provides the best experience and an easy way to level up our learning. It is a great app and I highly recommend it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Najma.
All right, Najma, thank you so much for the wonderful review. And dear listener, if you are listening to this podcast, not on the Real Life English app, or if you are watching us here on YouTube, we highly recommend you try out the Real Life English app. Why? Because you can actually listen to this week's episode with a full interactive transcript. That's right, you can actually read along and follow along every single word we are using and speaking right now in this episode. So, aside from that, you can also connect to another learner anywhere in the world at the touch of a button for a short English conversation. So, I'm going to leave the link to the app here in the description of this video if you are watching us on YouTube, Also in the show notes, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other platform, and you can also choose to go straight to your favorite app store, let's say Google Play Store or Apple App Store, search for Real Life English and download the app from there. But we highly recommend you try it out. You're going to love it. All right, Cassie, so I have here this really cool clip called Would You Rather, and it's a group of elderly people playing this game. So let's watch some of them playing and answering those questions, and then we can dissect some of the language they use here.
Would I rather have a Pepsi or have a Coke? Coke, of course. No question about that. Most people have to prefer Coke. They just do. Yes, I mean, Coke is just vastly superior. The Pepsi taste is just tastes more fake, has an aftertaste that is gross. It's also not as bubbly.
Ooh, I like this one. Be James Bond, 007. Be Doctor Who, James Bond, that's my guy. I do like Daniel Craig because he's kind of rugged and, you know, but yeah, Sean Connery, that's my favorite.
Would you rather be a cat, be a dog? Not even a question. Dogs are cute and cuddly. Cats are a little on the edge of psycho. You just don't know what's gonna happen. So I definitely be a dog, definitely.
All right. It's fun to watch them react and answering these questions, right?
Yeah.
Really?
It's,
cool.
It's hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
Because I agree with those answers. Yeah.
All right. So, Cassie, let's start breaking down some language here. The first woman who answers the question is called Alex, I believe. And one thing I find interesting, I think she's British, or because I know she speaks more in a using that British accent, I heard rather. She pronounces the word rather instead of rather, like an American would. So she doesn't say, would I rather, but she goes, would I rather.
Would I rather have a Pepsi or have a Coke?
I really like this collocation that she uses here. She says, Coke is just vastly superior. A collocation is usually two or three words that go together frequently in the language. And this is an example of a collocation. This combination here, something that is vastly superior, is often used in communication. But I like the way it sounds. It sounds so good. Coke is just vastly superior, like, you know, really superior, right? Something vast is larger, right? Kase, she also uses a nice word here. She talks about the aftertaste that Pepsi has. What is the aftertaste?
The aftertaste of something is sort of the taste that remains after you eat or drink something. So what she's saying is that after you drink Pepsi, it leaves a weird taste in your mouth. Generally, when we talk about an aftertaste, it could be pleasant or unpleasant. But in this case, she's definitely saying that it's a strange, bad taste.
And she even calls it gross. If you call something gross, what's that?
Disgusting. It's not a good taste. So if you describe a taste as gross, it means that obviously in your opinion it wasn't good, it wasn't satisfying, usually just not pleasant.
And she also says that Pepsi is not as bubbly as Coke. What does that mean, a bubbly drink?
So there are many words that we can use for this type of, so when we think of bubbles, we think of like the gas that, you know, when you open that bottle of Pepsi or bottle of Coke, it sort of fizzes to the top. So it's the bubbles that it creates. But when you drink it, it also has that bubbly taste on your tongue. You can actually feel the gas or the fizziness on your tongue when you drink it.
All right, moving on to the next speaker here. I think her name is Gracelyn. And she had to choose between James Bond or Doctor Who. First of all, I like how she pronounces the number that James Bond has, 007, she says.
007.
So it's not 007, but 007. And we also have a little bit of a connection there because of the letter L, 00. Can you guys hear it? 007. Right. And she also uses a nice connected speech pattern here when she says, because he's kinda. I do like Daniel Craig because he's kind of rugged. First of all, because is a common reduction for because. So because. And then he's kind of, she says he's kinda, he's kinda. So the of there gets reduced to a schwa sound, so kinda. Mm-hmm. Because he's kind of rugged. Because he's kind of rugged. That's how she says it.
I do like Daniel Craig because he's kind of rugged.
What does that word mean, by the way, Cassie? Rugged. Or when you call a man rugged.
So when someone is rugged, they look kind of manly, kind of rough. You know, usually they are... When I say manly, I mean like someone who would go and chop down a tree, you know... You know, not afraid to get his hands dirty, sort of like the more traditional sense of, you know, manliness.
I also, I believe that this word has an attractive quality to it as well. Like, you know, it's a man who, like you said, looks very masculine, very manly, like rough, but in an attractive way, you know? So because of that, you know, usually women, let's say, find him attractive. Because, you know, a guy can look aggressive and tough, but not attractive,
and not,
you know?
Rugged.
So I guess a perfect example I can give here, and, you know, I know that because, you know, my wife loves him, is Jason Momoa. You know Jason Momoa? Mm. I mean, I think he's a great example of a rugged man. You know, he looks tough, but he looks attractive at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like Grace Lee, he was talking about Daniel Craig, who played James Bond. Yeah, he has that rugged look. Like, you know, he looks tough, but attractive. All right, let's continue here. And Mark, he had to answer, he had to choose between being a cat or being a dog. He chooses a dog. Apparently, you know, he's a dog person. But he says dogs are cute and cuddly. What does that mean, Cassie? Cuddly.
So when something is cuddly, it or a person could be cuddly, not only animals, but they are, they just by their look, like they love to, firstly, they want to be hugged or cuddled means to, you know, sort of hold something close to you like this so you can cuddle a blanket, you can cuddle. But if someone or something is cuddly, they have that look. They just look like they want to be hugged and cuddled.
And I love this phrase here. When he's talking about cats, he says that cats are little on the edge of psycho.
Little on the edge of psycho.
First of all, on the edge here is like borderline, like... Cats are almost, let's say, almost psycho, little on the edge of psycho. And I love how he speaks that part because, you know, he goes something like, cats are little on the edge of psycho, like that, right? Little on the edge of psycho. I love how he how he speaks that. But we have your little on, right? And then the preposition of there, again, gets reduced to a schwa sound. It's just a just an So little on the edge of. On the edge of psycho. Little on the edge of psycho. That's how he says that. What does psycho mean, Cassie?
I would simplify it as crazy. Mm-hmm. If you're a psycho, cats are a little crazy. So, I mean, generally you can think of someone who is psychotic. Maybe like this person would be someone who sort of deliberately does things to mess with or, you know, harm other people. And he's basically equating cats to people who are like that. So he's saying cats deliberately try to harm you.
Yeah, when I see that word, that also reminds me of that classic movie, I think from Alfred Hitchcock, right? Psycho. Yeah, the bathroom scene and that song. Like, Another word that he uses here is definitely. I wanted to point out the pronunciation here because... Notice that he doesn't pronounce the T. He doesn't say definitely, nothing like that. Imagine there's no T there, and we just hear the N sound. Definitely, definitely, nully. That's how he speaks it. Definitely, definitely be a dog.
Definitely.
All right, now we have another clip here from Rock, another elderly man answering a very interesting question, actually. Let's watch that part.
Would you rather... be a genius in a world of unintelligent people. Be unintelligent in a world of geniuses. Wow, be a genius in a world of people who could not understand you. I think that would drive you out of your mind. And be unintelligent in a world of geniuses. The geniuses could all get together and fix everything. I think I would rather be unintelligent in a world full of geniuses and see what they come up with. So I'm going red.
Nice, nice. One word he uses here, and it is from the question, is unintelligent. I love this word because unintelligent people is the same as maybe non-educated people or stupid people, dumb, right? Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that simply by adding the prefix un to the word intelligent, you form the opposite meaning. This is called word formation, mm-hmm. by the way. So unintelligent means not right. intelligent. Also, I want to point out here the plural form of genius and how you pronounce it, because he says geniuses in the plural. So genius is singular. Geniuses, plural. Similar cases, we have business, businesses. You see? Business, businesses, genius, geniuses. Can I say, what does it mean when something drives you out of your mind, as he says?
So when something drives you out of your mind, basically what it means is it's causing you, it's sort of forcing you to be annoyed, and it's causing you frustration, it's causing you just general, like, annoyance, I would say.
Yeah, and again, we have another connected speech pattern there that is really common. He says outa. He doesn't say out of your mind, but outa.
I think that would drive you out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Mm-hmm. Drive you out of your mind, like that. And then finally, he uses a nice phrasal verb here, to come up with something. What does that mean, Cassie? Mm-hmm.
So when we come up with anything, we sort of generate an idea or generate a solution to something. So if you come up with, you know, the solution to a problem, you find the solution.
Amazing. All right. So now it's time for the big challenge of the day. The question we have for you guys today is, of course, another would you rather question. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life? Let me say that again. Would you rather have a rewind button, meaning you could go back in time, or a pause button on your life? So leave us a comment on YouTube with your answer, or send us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com. We are looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with for this question. All right, and to conclude today's episode, we have a nice comment left on episode 339 here on YouTube, where we talked about the power of bilingualism. Actually, you and I did that episode together, Cassie, the benefits mm-hmm. of being bilingual or multilingual. And the question we asked was, aside from English, what other language would you like to learn? We have here a comment from, I think, Amita or Armita. And Cassie, could you mm-hmm. do the honors and read the comment for us?
Sure. So Armita says, hello to the best teachers alive. I never thought that a channel on YouTube would be more efficient for mastering English as my second language compared to textbooks and taking private classes. This technique that you've been using for ages is literally magnificent. I would totally recommend this channel, plus Learn English with TV series, and of course, your special app to everyone who has the idea of getting fluent in this language, literally speechless. Your suggestions for learning a new language has helped me with learning other languages. Persian is my mother tongue, and I have been learning English, French, Spanish, Turkish, and Arabic. I am obsessed with language learning. Again, thanks a lot for your awesome channel. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That was a great comment. Thank you, Armita, for the wonderful review and the comment. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Glad to see that you have so been enjoying the podcast here on YouTube.
Yeah, and also, like, congrats. Like, well done on learning all of those languages. It's
right?
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, I only speak two languages, guys, you know, just Portuguese and English. So, you know, Armita here is like, whoa, so many languages. All right, guys, that's all we have for you today. I hope you had as much fun as we did answering these would you rather questions today. And stay tuned for next week's episode, which is going to be a lot of fun and also bring you some tips and tricks to improve your English, all right? So, Cassie, again, it was wonderful to be with you one more time here on the podcast, and hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, likewise.
Awesome. So, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes, like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.